Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Camp. This might be your date with destiny.
Everybody, this is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Hope you're all having a good Monday. Not so good weekend in Burma this weekend. The death toll is adding up. They said they're saying that it's 10,000 people in just one town. Hurricane. They call it a cyclone. Same thing as a hurricane here. It's interesting how they call them different things in different countries. Because when we think of cyclone, we think of a tornado, usually, here. So it's very interesting that so many things, one event like this can be so intense, so intense. Today is May 5th, 2008, and today happens to be an Ace of Spades day, which is very significant because Ace of Spades is the one card in the deck that represents this system. It is the card of secrets, of mystical secrets. It is also the card of the Order of the Magi, which is the group, the secret order which kept the science of the cards alive for centuries, kept it protected and preserved until such a time like now that we're able to have this science come out and not be persecuted. So we're very fortunate that we have this now, that we can enjoy a lot of the mystic sciences without persecution. People born today are very often very ambitious. They're very spiritual, but they don't often know it. Because it's a spade, they really focus a lot on their work, Ace of Spades people. But they do have a deep spiritual heritage, and the ones that turn to spirituality can do so and be really connected. This is also Spanish Independence Day, which is very interesting because Ace of Spades is a card of transformation. So it's so amazing that the independence, Mexico, occurred on this day where there was a day of transformation, you might say. People born today, we have actor Pat Carroll. We have Lance Henriksen. I don't know if you know who he is. He's been in a lot of science fiction movies. He's got a really cool face. We have singer Tammy Wynette, who wrote Stand By Your Man. We have Michael Palin. We have Tina Yothers, who's an actress. And Karl Marx, the noted German philosopher. This was also the day that the first American went into space, in 1961. And also Daniel Fishel is born today. A lot of celebrities. Today is also Seven of Hearts Day. Seven of Diamonds. It's Ace of Spades and Seven of Diamonds. So that adds a whole different flavor to the card, having a Seven of Diamonds as a ruling card. Seven of Diamonds, what I think of first when I think of them is the way they're so devoted to families. Because they have the Jack of Hearts in Venus, they have a very strong devotion to the family unit. Even though they themselves may not be really the marriage type, per se, once they do get married, they tend to want to stay married and keep the family together. So very interesting. Seven of Diamonds, of course, is also a money card, but it's funny, you don't actually see a lot of millionaires who are Seven of Diamonds. It's usually found among other cards, which have the Seven of Diamonds in a favorable position, like the Five of Clubs. The Five of Clubs has the Seven of Diamonds in Jupiter in your life thread, which causes can be the cause of great wealth or the indicator of great wealth in their life. Okay, that's it for the calendar today, and I'm praying for the people in Burma that there's a recovery. There, I saw a picture today. There were some monks there. I imagine they were sort of like Tibetan-type monks, and they were working to clean up the town and rescue people that were hidden under the rubbish and everything. And it was just a beautiful picture of these guys all just doing what they can to help everybody. People who are ace of spades, by the way, often have a very soft heart. And they are actually very sensitive emotionally. Ace of spades can look really tough on the outside, but they often have their feelings hurt very easily. So relationships are very, very difficult for a lot of them. Okay? We're going to have a little talk tonight about relationships. And after that, we're going to open up the phones at about 7:30, and you'll be able to call in and ask any kind of question you want. I'm going to do a little talk about how the cards are used in relationship readings. And just to let you know, we are going to have a class here at my house in Concord, California on June the 8th, Sunday, all about relationships and the cards. It's one of the main topics we're going to discuss in that class. So this is going to be a little bit of what I'd be teaching in that class, a little sample of that. And I hope you're listening, and I hope you are ready to learn something about how the cards can help you in relationships. So first of all, before we were to look at any relationship, if you're looking at two people for any kind of relationship, make sure that you know their birth card and their planetary ruling card. We have to have both. Because some people act out of the ruling card even more than the birth card. Sometimes I meet people and I will tell them their card, describe it to them, and they'll go, it doesn't really quite fit me. And then I'll tell them about their ruling card and they'll go, that's really right on the money. So, you know, that tells you that it's important. And we can be very identified with that ruling card. So if I'm identified with that, then that's where a lot of my energy is going to play out in my life. That's where a lot of my drama is going to play out in my life. And relationships, of course, is the number one area of drama for all of us. Relationship is probably the hardest thing that most of us will ever do in our lifetime, is, you know, work on having a successful relationship. Because relationships are such strong mirrors. They're just such strong mirrors. And we get so close to somebody else, and we start treating them the way we treat ourselves, and we don't even know sometimes that we don't treat ourselves all that well. We're not all very nice to ourselves. We are rough with ourselves. We demand a lot of ourselves. And then when we love somebody else or get close to them, we start to treat them. We give them the love that we give ourselves, but we also give them the hard treatment that we give ourselves, and we wonder why they don't like it. So it's a very challenging area. And it always turns out that the person that we end up with is somebody who mirrors back to us things about ourselves that we may not be in touch with. We may be not aware of it. Maybe things we don't like about ourselves, and we may push them away. So for these and many other reasons, relationships can be extremely challenging. I used to say that, you know, nobody has really reached a high spiritual level in their life if they haven't accomplished having a great relationship. Because that is the final frontier. I used to call it the final frontier of spirituality, of spiritual growth, is having a great relationship. It's like the test, the acid test. You can be in a relationship and not blow up on your partner, not blame them. This is what we do. This is the main thing in relationship, is that we get so upset, so hurt or whatever, that we blame them. And we really believe that it's their fault. So it's the hardest area for us to be aware of our own responsibility. It's where we give our power. power away most readily. We just give it away. We don't know that we're doing that. We really, when we're blaming somebody, we don't think, oh, I'm giving my power away. But actually, in all truth, that's exactly what we're doing. If we're blaming somebody else in a relationship, if we're angry at them, if we're sitting there judging them or whatever, in our mind, we are giving our power away to them. We are telling, and we're throwing our own power away to have a happy life in the same time. So we can go on and on talking about all that, but I want to talk about how the cards work and interact in this. So the first thing that, you know, if you are looking for a good relationship. Now, by the way, the cards can be used in any kind of relationship, business relationships, hiring people to work for you, picking a lawyer, a massage therapist, a dentist, really. I mean, I use it everywhere, as much as I can, myself. I get birthdays and I find out who I'm dealing with. Because I want to know, how are we interacting here? How are we doing? I want to know how the dynamic is, what's going to be. Because there are energetic things about the card connections that we have with other people that we really can't change. I mean, you just can't change it. It's going to be the way it is, and it's not personal. So the first thing I need to know is I need to know what it is I'm looking for. So that implies that I really need to understand what I'm about, like what do I really want? If I'm going to have a successful relationship, like, let's say, a marriage or a personal or intimate relationship, I got to get as clear as I can about exactly what that will look like, because those kind of relationships can take many forms. There are so many ways that people have relationships. I mean, there's people that are in polygamous relationships, or what you might call, they have multiple partners. I mean, they're doing it all willingly. It's all cool. But it doesn't really matter. What matters is what is the kind of relationship that you want. And I guarantee you, if you're not clear about what you want, you will get unclear results. You will attract somebody that ends up being an unclear relationship that leaves you with doubt. And the problem is not in them. The problem is that you weren't clear when you started it. So there's no, I can't exaggerate too much. I can't overemphasize how important it is for us to get an understanding of ourselves when it comes to relationships first. Get clear about what would really make you happy, what would be something that would be ideal for you. What's most important to you in a relationship? What kind of relationship would it be? Do you want to be married, or do you just want to have a great love affair? Do you want just a great friend? Is sex important to you, or is sex not important to you? You know, what is your particular bent? Because that's going to be real important, because then if you pick somebody and then you end up with somebody that's only got 20% of what you really want, you're going to be unhappy. If it doesn't fit 80% of the time, 80% of the ways that you wanted it to fit, it's going to just cause problems for you and for them both, and you're going to eventually most likely break up. Of course, there's all kinds of other reasons you can break up, too, because breaking up is really easy to do in this country, in this time in history. Nobody ever thinks marriage is forever, because everybody's breaking marriage every day. It's not a cultural imperative anymore. If you understand your birth card a little bit, if you've read something in the Love Cards book, you know a lot about yourself, and you know something about your relationship patterns. Every card has some patterns to them about relationships. You know, like, for example, the Nine of Clubs person, they will get married, but they don't really want it. They don't necessarily want to be married. They just want to be with their lover. And if getting married has them have that, then they'll do it. Of course, sometimes they'll have children, like a woman, female Nine of Clubs will have children. And marriage is the right thing to have for children because that provides stability for the family. But it's not what the Nine of Clubs person just wants most of the time on their own. Marriage is not what they're looking for. So knowing that, knowing your card is one way you can get started. But even among the cards, there's always exceptions. There are Nine of Clubs, I'm sure, that want to be married. I don't know specifically which birthday that might be, but maybe perhaps the Aries Nine of Clubs, which has a Scorpio, I mean a King of Hearts ruling card. There could be other ones too. The important thing is to know yourself. But the card will tell you, in most cases it's pretty right on, you know, there are certain cards that have freedom issues. Well, if you really do have a strong freedom thing, do you think marriage is the right thing for you? Or should you just have a great friend, lover? No commitment. Should you live together? Or maybe you just live in separate houses. I know a lot of people that are in relationships and they're very happy not living together. They like that amount of space that they have. Somehow that fits them. So really, it comes down to what is going to fit you. That's going to be the first and most important consideration. Once you really have gotten clear on that for yourself. And again, I want to say this. If you're not clear, you're going to have problems down the road. And, you know, to be honest, I mean, I would be really surprised to see a lot of people in their 20s, maybe even their 30s, who really know what they want in relationship. I don't think that's a very large percentage of the population. I think it could take a long time for some of us to figure it out. Some cards will get it right away, some birthdays, some people. But other ones, I think it's going to take a long time. It's going to take a long time. It may take you a long time. It took me a long time. I'm a queen of diamonds, eight of diamonds. It took me a long time to figure out exactly what I was looking for. Once I found it, it showed up instantly. I didn't have to wait for it to show up. I was ready. I got really clear. And it's perfect. Now I have that, which I always wanted but was never really clear about before. So then once you're clear, then just getting clear actually is an amazing thing, because if once you get clear, that increases your chances of having a great relationship like by 10 times. Okay? Tenfold. I mean, being unclear and going out looking for a relationship about what you really want is just like shooting in the dark. And you may get lucky, but it's like playing the lotto. Chances are you won't be lucky. Somebody else will get lucky, but you won't get lucky. Okay? So, just getting clear like that increases your chances of having a harmonious relationship, a great relationship, more than anything else you can do. Even if you could actually find somebody, by the way, that you're really compatible with card-wise. There's lots of people that we're compatible with. I mean, you'll meet them a lot. You'll meet them every day, really. You can meet people that you're compatible with, but you need more than compatibility. You actually need to have other things in place, like they have to want the same thing you want. They have to be going in the same direction that you're going. Wouldn't it be nice if you had similar religious or spiritual views or political views or beliefs? Wouldn't it be nice if you had those elements as well? You know, there are aspects in the cards, like the Venus connection that you can have from the spiritual spread, which is called the past life spread. You can meet somebody that with whom you have that, and you will love them. You will feel love at first sight for them. And you will love them, but you may have nothing in common. The love will be there. It's there because you earned it in a past life. You already feel it when you first meet them. But that may not be enough to sustain a relationship if other aspects of your life are just incompatible. I mean, what if they smoke and you don't smoke, and you're into, like, yoga, and they're, like, really down on yoga, I mean, or something like that. Those considerations have to be looked at. We can't just throw people together based on their cards. We have to know more about them, because any card can have lots of variety of expression. So knowing what you want and knowing some of the qualities that are going to be most harmonious with you is going to be a huge blessing for you in finding a relationship, finding compatibility. Now, for those of you who are listening who are already in a relationship, take a look at the partner you're with, and you can see how they have pieces of things that you like. Even if you're not getting along with them, think about when you first met them. I mean, you wouldn't be with them right now if you didn't feel a strong attraction to them at one time, take a look and see what pieces were there. They're still there, even though maybe some negativity has arisen between you that might be causing problems now. Whatever drew you together is not gone. It just might be drowned out by other things, other conflict-producing energies between you. Once you're attracted to somebody, it's really helpful to look at the cards because the cards can tell you so much. They can tell you why you're attracted to somebody. That's something that usually nobody can really tell you. You really can't tell. Generally speaking, it's difficult to tell why we'd be attracted to somebody. I mean, you could make up reasons for it. You could say, well, I'm attracted to him because he has a great butt or something like that. You can make up stuff. But that's not really why you were attracted enough to want to go into a relationship with somebody. There's way bigger factors at play here in this selection process. And they're largely unconscious. But reading the connections you have with somebody after the fact can actually make those unconscious things conscious. I mean, why, for example, why would somebody start a relationship with somebody who is very Saturn to them, which means very critical and judgmental towards them? And why would they find it difficult to leave that relationship, even though they suffer a certain amount of abuse from that other person? See? So, like, if the rule is to look at the connections you have with somebody and then see if this isn't how you treat yourself. So if I have a relationship with somebody who's Saturn to me and acting Saturn to me, then I must assume that I am also very critical and hard on myself. That's how it works. So I may, like, you know, I've seen people, I would say, look, okay, I'm going to find you somebody that's just perfectly compatible with you, and there will be no attraction there. Even though these two could be perfect together, no attraction. Because from where that person's sitting, that's not what they need next in their life to further their growth. Here's the secret about attraction that we don't really know usually, and that is that the person we're attracted to is that person which is going to mirror in us things about ourselves that will be the best for accelerating our spiritual growth, our mission, furthering our mission of learning to love ourselves. That person will mirror back to us the things that are still lacking in our own ability to love ourselves. It sounds kind of clinical, but it is. We think it's all about romance and lovey-dovey, but it's not. I mean, you may have romantic connections, but there's something bigger going on here in the selection of relationships. Something much bigger happening. And look at the person you're with now and make an assessment of how they treat you. This would be how you treat yourself. It will be mutual. It'll be a mirror of you. Take a look at what you like about them and what you don't like about them. That will also be a mirror for you of your relationship with yourself. So these things are critical. Now, as we get past all that, you know, the next thing, and I talk about this in my classes too, is that, you know, are you available for relationship? And is this other person available for relationship? Very, very important factors. There's lots of people that think they're available, but they're actually not. They don't really understand. You know, they don't realize that there's actually no room in their life for a new person to come in. They think there is, but there's not. The position has already been filled. And that can take a lot of forms you wouldn't normally imagine. There can be people that are divorced, okay, and they've been divorced for 5 years or longer, but they're still having constant contact with their ex. And maybe they got, maybe they're still working out drama with their ex, like still fighting with them, or still fighting over a divorce settlement, or for whatever reason, they're talking to each other every week. Well, these people, even though they're divorced, they're not available. They're still, and if you were to have a relationship with that person, you're going to take on that karma of them still dealing with their ex. They're not done with that yet. They're not free with that. You've basically just entered into a love triangle with this other person. You know, it's just the way it is. And there also are people that they just can't say goodbye to other people. I make a joke about this, that Ace of Diamonds women are often like this. Ace of Diamonds women have a hard time, and men too, the men too, don't get me wrong, it's not just the women, both the men too. You know, you meet an Ace of Diamonds, and you have to ask yourself, how many other people are they still talking to, keeping friendships with, and, you know, occasionally having sex with, and things of this nature that are hanging on? I mean, is this person free and clear? It's like when you go to buy a house, what do? You do a search on the deed. You want to see, is the house free and clear? Well, are you free and clear? Are you still hanging on to some ex? Are you taking care of some ex? Are you taking care of ex-wife, ex-husband, ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend? How many of them are you taking care of? Are you still married, even though you haven't been with your spouse for 10 years? You haven't even seen each other in 10 years, but you just decide not to get married. Okay, you're unavailable. Okay? So this is extremely important and something to look at. And this is something people don't often pay attention to, but it's a deal breaker. You want to have a full-fledged relationship with somebody. Don't get involved with somebody who's not available. People who just broke up, who just got divorced. These people are in transition. You know, I mean, there could be exceptions to this, but by and large, somebody who just got divorced is somebody that is going to be unsure about everything in their life for about a year or so, maybe longer. And if you're with them, they'll be with you, but it's going to be transitional for you and for them. You know, it may not really go anywhere. It may not end up going anywhere. Okay, so it's very important to keep in mind all of these considerations before you enter into a relationship with somebody. And this is even, all these things should be considered before you start looking at the card connection. Because these are more important. These will actually determine more. I mean, you could be very compatible. Also, you know, is the person you're attracted to even one of the marriageable types, you know? If this person has huge freedom issues or is known to be a womanizer type, a lot of cards are like that. It doesn't matter how compatible you are with them, it's not going to change them. See, this is something that love does to us. It blinds us sometimes. And we think, well, you know, if this person, the way I feel about them is so wonderful. They're going to feel it too. And they're going to let go of all this ways they've been, how they've been in their life. That's just not going to happen. That's fooling yourself. And that's also setting yourself up for a whole lot of misery. So, you know, my suggestion is don't set yourself up for misery. Instead, set yourself up for a successful, wonderful, happy, loving relationship. And then after you've cleared away all of these things, are you marriageable? Are you available? Are they marriageable? Are they available? Do you know exactly what you want? Do they know exactly what they want? You know, get everything out on the table with somebody. Let them know where your head is. Find out if that's where they want to go to. Don't be afraid to say everything. Don't hide things. Don't hide secrets from your past, from somebody you're interested in. This is another thing that people do. They hide everything they're afraid of the person finding out about. They hide it behind their back. And they whip it out after they think they got their person hooked. I'm going to hook you first and then let you know. This happens frequently. Okay? So let's get it all out on the table. Let's have everything. Let's not waste our time. It's okay. It's okay if the person we're attracted to is not exactly the right person. There are others. We can be attracted to many people in our life. So that's basically an introduction to the class I'm going to be having here on June 8th. And at that point, we're going to get into, from this point forward, we'll get into all the card connections and explain. And also explain how to find good people for different roles in our life, like doctor, attorney, massage therapist, counselor, friendship, and different things. We're going to go through it in great detail, explain all the things. Relationship can be a wonderful tool if everybody were to take it as a tool for spiritual development, for development of learning to love ourselves. If we can love ourselves, truly love ourselves, we can get along with anybody, just about anybody. Remember my teacher once told us, my guru told us once, and I was single at the time, I was celibate, and I really wanted to get married. And a lot of other people there did at that time. We were just starting a marriage program, and I was thinking of the different ladies who were there, who were single, and who I would be most attracted to marry or be with. And one night he said to us, once you are really ready for marriage or a long-term relationship, when you get to that point where you are really ready, it won't matter that much who you're with. That won't be the important thing. And I could never forget. I never forgot that he said that, and it took me a long time to figure out what that meant. And I found out that it was absolutely true. Okay, so this ends our discussion tonight. We're going to take a short break. We have lines open. If you guys got the email from me today, it has the lines. But I'm going to double-check on those lines, actually, when we're on the break. When I come back from the break, I'm going to give out the numbers just in case. I'm going to find out what lines are really open and let you all know. But as far as I know right now, there's a couple lines open. And we're going to take our calls right after the break, after we hear one of the songs off my music CD called Bhakti Rock. This song is a new one that I recorded not that long ago, just 2 months ago. It's called Rama Rama. And when we come back, we'll be taking your calls. So I'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. That was Rama Rama from the Bhakti Rock CD that's out on my website. You can order one if you're interested. The address is given there. We have, waiting patiently on line number two, we have Diana. Are you there, Diana?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. There's kind of an echo. Okay, it's better now.
I can't hear it, so I think it's okay.
Okay.
As long as you can understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I can hear you good now.
Okay, great. So, Diana, is your birthday April the 3rd, 1978?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I got your birthday. What can I do for you tonight?
I am dating somebody at this point. Before we go any further, I wanted to know if me and him are compatible. I don't know if he's the one.
Okay, what's his birthday?
4/29/74.
Okay, hold on one second. Now, do you read my books at all?
Mm-mm.
You don't. Okay, so you don't really have any kind of knowledge of the system that I'm using here and stuff, right?
No, my mom told me all about it. She reads them all.
Oh, so she's into it.
She said to make sure I ask what my card is.
So she hasn't told you what your card is?
No.
Okay, you're a five of spades.
Okay.
That's a very restless person.
Mm-hmm.
But your boyfriend is also very restless.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing, okay, with you two. First of all, both of you guys, people of your birthday and people of his birthday, both tend to have issues around their freedom.
Okay.
You understand what that means?
Yes.
It means it'd be maybe hard to give that up.
Okay.
Now, I don't know, is he saying that he wants some, what is he saying he wants at this point?
Well, in the beginning he wanted to slow down and now he doesn't, so it's back and forth.
So in the beginning he wants
more.
You said in the beginning he wanted to settle down, and he changed his mind?
Slow it down.
Oh, he wanted to slow it down.
He thought we were moving too fast.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Well, I would say that it's difficult for him because his card, even more than yours, has strong freedom issues, whether they know it or not. He may not know himself that well yet to know that this is true for him. Okay, because he also has this other side to him that he's very sensitive, and he has fears of being abandoned.
Okay, yeah, I could, yeah.
Because he's a five of clubs and an ace of spades, and the ace of spades is very sensitive to abandonment, so sometimes, because of that card, he would want to have a relationship so he could feel safe. You follow me?
Mm-hmm, yes.
But his basic nature is somebody who doesn't really want to feel safe. so he would have a conflict inside himself about it, do you see? And that would cause him to go back and forth, you see?
Right.
Oh, I want security, but oh, I don't want to lose my freedom. Oh, I want security, but I don't want to lose my freedom.
Exactly.
And then you, on top of that, you have freedom things too going on.
Mm-hmm.
To a certain extent. Now,
right.
I think if you guys got together in a relationship, I think it would be really, really hard, and especially on him.
Okay.
Because the cards have a lot of connections with him, and all the connections affect him more than they affect you. Okay?
Okay.
And you're like the first connection between you is that you are his Saturn card, which is the card of his critic. You know all his faults. You know all of his faults. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm not saying that you would be critical to him on purpose, but when you're Saturn, like you're Saturn to him, And anybody, if you meet somebody that you're Saturn to, you can't help it. You want to show them how they can do things better. That makes sense?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like you can't stop yourself. You always say, you should do this, you should do that. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
And you know, what do you think it would be like being in a relationship with somebody who's always telling you how you're doing things wrong?
Right.
It would be really hard, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you met like a King of Hearts card, that's what you would have. You'd have the same thing that he has with, that your boyfriend has with you. You'd have somebody who would be constantly criticizing you, not because they don't like you, just because they feel impelled to.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying, what's your boyfriend's first name, by the way?
Roy.
Roy?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is going to be a really hard relationship for Roy. Okay. You guys, card-wise, you're not really that compatible. And then, on top of that, he's got all of this conflict within himself about what he really wants. Now, perhaps this relationship with you can help him to get more clear or help him to grow up a little bit.
Okay.
But ultimately, it's not one that I would recommend. There are so many birthdays that you are both more compatible with than each other.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't want to dissuade you, but I just tell you what I see, okay? And you can do what you want.
Okay.
But I really appreciate you taking the time to call us tonight from Chicago, Diana.
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, by the way, I'm coming to Chicago in July.
Okay.
I'll be giving a talk at the Transitions Bookstore in Chicago on July 25th.
Okay, great.
So if you're still around, why don't you come see it? Come visit.
Definitely.
All right, Diana. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, we have, let me tell you what the line numbers are, everybody, in case you're wondering. Lines 2 and 3 are now open. Here's the phone numbers in case it's not correct in the email. Line 2 is, they're all 530 area code. Line 2 is 776-5154. Line 3 is 776-5185. And line 4 is the same area code, 530, and then 876-9916. So we have two lines open, line 2 and 3, and I have Nanette on line 4. Are you there, Nanette? I might have caught Seth off guard. I'm waiting for Nanette, who's supposedly on line 4. Anybody there? I'm waiting to hear from whoever's there.
Hello.
Ah, is this Nanette?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Nanette. I think Seth was a little late getting you on there.
That's okay. I was just talking to dead air.
You and me both.
Yes.
So are you born March 1st, 1960?
Correct.
All right. So what can I help you with tonight?
A couple points. One is career, and the second one is I'm looking at selling a house and then repurchasing a house and kind of looking at what the best time for that would be.
Okay. So, are you wanting to sell the house you're living in right now?
No, actually, it's a rental property.
A rental property, okay.
Correct.
And so you're basically just wanting to do that to make some money, I assume, right?
I would eventually end up moving there myself. Things get complicated. My relationship is in a transitional phase.
What kind of relationship are you in these days?
I'm married at the moment.
Okay. So is your marriage in a transition?
Yes.
Okay. That helps. The more clear you can be with me, the easier the more I can help you.
Sure.
Yeah. So is there somebody else already?
No.
Okay. So you're just, are you just ending your marriage? Is that what you're doing?
Trying to. He's not. He's got the brakes on big time. We've been married 27 years.
Okay. So you've been married a long time, but you don't want to be married anymore, and he wants you to stay married.
Pretty much, yeah. And I've asked to get out of it about 10 years ago, and it's been a source of manipulation back and forth. But I've grown a lot from it, and I understand a lot more about myself and what I'm no longer willing to put up with.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that sounds healthy. I'm not here to judge you, by the way. I just want
to know.
Just want to get all the facts straight. So I can be helpful to you. What's your husband's birthday?
8/2/53. He's a Leo.
Yes, he is.
Jack of Diamonds.
Yeah. Whoa. And you're a Jack of Spades.
Actually, Nine of Spades. Yes?
Actually, Jack of Spades.
I thought I
and
was. My birth card was a Jack and my planet, ruling planet card was a Jack.
Yes, which means you're a Jack of Spades.
Okay, I'm trying to learn this as I go. I guess I was under the impression that you go by your birth card.
You go by both, actually, and
okay.
They're both very important.
Okay.
So, you know, the ruling card is equally as important as the birth card in terms of our identity, who we are, who we think we are in our life. And so, you know, basically I would say that you and your husband are both Jacks.
Okay.
On some level. And you are also, of course, Nine of Spades, which is another element, too. But I would look at the Jack thing together. It's amazing because Jack of Diamonds often have freedom issues, you know. They're the ones that usually don't want to make commitments. Isn't that interesting that he's fighting so hard?
Well, he lacks depth.
He what?
He lacks depth.
He lacks depth?
Depth. Yes.
Depth? What kind of depth are you looking for?
Spiritual.
Uh-huh.
Something more than just the superficial, you know. We have this and we have that. And this is what I do.
Yeah. Okay, cool. You know, I was talking earlier about when we pick a partner that it can be difficult when we have different spiritual values, you know. When we, one person is into something on a spiritual level and the other person's not, it can be very hard.
Well, you know, not to take all the time for this particular issue, but in retrospect, I understand more now of why I did what I did when I did it than when I did it.
You understand more of why you married him, you mean?
Oh, yes. At the time, it was actually very difficult. It was like I knew on a huge level it felt very right, okay? But on another level, it felt very iffy, is probably a good word.
Uh-huh.
And several years ago, I had a past life regression, and through a series of different events, basically I had some things that I needed to work out with his mother, which has happened. And
yeah.
It's like, in my way of looking at it, things have come full term. And I'm, you know, it's like, okay, this is exactly, I feel really good. I feel like things have gone exactly where they needed to go, even though, you know, 27 years ago, I had no idea this is where it was all headed.
Sure.
But now I'm ready to go on.
Yeah, and you know, one of the hardest things for Pisces, you're a Pisces person.
Yes.
One of the hardest things for Pisces is to feel like they hurt somebody else.
Yes.
And I tell you, it's amazing. You can keep a Pisces in a bad relationship for an entire lifetime just by making them feel guilty.
Yes.
They're
I
so
have
easy.
I'm very
they're
aware
like
of that.
They're totally total pushovers. They don't have any will of their own. They really can't. They just, as long as you got them thinking that you're going to hurt them, that they're going to hurt you, you got them.
Right.
So there's no way out for you.
Well, sure there is.
Because there's no way out for you because you cannot stand to feel guilty. because you cannot stand to think that you hurt him. So that's why you're still there.
On a certain level, yes. But
that's why you're still there.
Like I said, it's a pretty good transition. I'm lining up a house for myself. Yeah, that's a pretty good step in a different direction.
Well, I want you to know that he's going to fight this, okay?
I'm sorry?
He's going to fight this.
Oh, I already know that.
And did you know that
Big time.
You know the card system at all?
7 years ago, I asked to dissolve this, and he got very, very angry and set out into the world that he'd rather be dead. And within 2 weeks, he was in a car accident that he should have died in. But at any rate, you know, like I said at the beginning, gone through a lot of manipulation and whatnot, and I've learned from it.
That's what works on you, you see. He knows, see.
It's not working anymore.
okay, but I'm telling you.
And I know it's going, I'm preparing.
Do you know the card system at all? Do you study the cards at all?
A little.
Okay, so do you know that he's your Saturn card this year?
No.
He's your direct Saturn card this year.
Different planet. I haven't gone that far.
Well, there's planetary periods of the year. There's seven periods. You're in the Venus period right now. And the Saturn period is the most difficult of the year, usually. And we have a card in that period. And, you know, in this particular year, he is the card that you have in Saturn.
Yes, okay, I see that. In my nine of spades. Okay.
That means you can expect nothing but problems from him this year.
Yeah.
More than usual, I'm talking about.
Yes.
Okay. And I think, you know, once he realizes you're really going to go, he's going to fight it.
No doubt.
He's going to pull out the arsenal of tricks. Now, Jack of Diamonds are known. They are known. They can be thieves. Do you understand?
Yes.
They can be.
Yes.
If they're pushed. Because they have that power. They have that resourcefulness.
Yes.
And if they need to have it, they can pull it out of the box. They can make it happen. So I hope you're prepared for that.
Trying to be as much as I can be.
But I'm telling you, if you can get out before then, you'll be much better off.
Okay.
And you have a lot of cards for change right now and in the next period.
Oh, I have a lot of cards, yes.
You have a lot of change cards, cards.
That's why I wanted to call in. It's like, okay, there's too many for me to interpret.
Yeah, between now and August the 4th is the time to do it. You have all the support you need to do it. And it won't be as difficult now as it will later.
Okay.
Does that help at all?
Huge, yes.
Great. Give you the good news.
Well, my initial question, however, was about career.
Career?
That's probably my more of my concern right now.
Well, what is your career?
Actually, I'm changing careers. I work in healing modalities, healing touch and integrated energy therapy. That type of thing. I've been studying it now for several years and stepping out into doing it now myself.
Well, I think the influences are really good for that. I mean, you have a six of spades long range. That often means really finding the work that we're meant to do. So that's a good supportive influence for you right now.
Great.
It's like, you know, getting onto our path, getting onto your real path. That's what that card represents in a spiritual manner, a spiritual way, I should say. Okay?
Yeah.
So everything, the lights are all green, just expect more grief from your husband.
I was already prepared, but thank you.
So, and don't let anybody know, any new boyfriends know that you're a Pisces.
Don't let them know that I'm a Pisces?
Yeah, because they'll know how to take advantage of you.
Yeah.
I'm just joking when I say that, actually. I'm sure you'll find somebody who's really compatible with you when you're ready.
I have no doubt.
Well, good.
It'll all be very good, yes.
Okay, well, I'm glad you have a positive attitude in that.
Well, thank you very much, Robert, for this. for your input. I appreciate
it. Great name, by the way. You know, we don't hear that name often enough anymore. The names people give the kids these days are terrible, and your name is such a nice name.
Annette. Well, thank you.
Nobody has that name. It's great. You get the
it's
mark
French.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
Yeah.
All right. Pleasure to talk to you, Annette. Have a great time. Thanks for being my guest.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good night. Okay, now we have, let's see here, lines 3 and 4 are open. And I'm going to talk to Shruti from Chicago. Wow, second person from Chicago. Are you there, Shruti?
Yeah, I'm here, but I can barely hear you.
Oh, he'll turn it up for us and as we talk, so let me know how it sounds now. Is it better?
Very, very slightly better. It's almost like you're on a different line.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see what we can do with it. He'll try adjusting it as we go, and sometimes...
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
Yeah, okay. Good, good. So are you actually born on May 20th, 1968?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call, first of all.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, of course. That's what I'm here for. I love doing this. So what can I do for you tonight? What can I help you with?
I'm currently in career transition, so I wanted to get your insight.
Okay. So has the transition already taken place, Ruthie?
Well, basically, I was working for a company for about 17 years and lost my job March 1st. So.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for new opportunities.
Well, I'm so glad that you lost your job, aren't you?
Yeah, it's time for a change, I think.
Yeah, you were done there, weren't you?
Yeah, the company, going through very, very challenging times. And I think it was all worked for the best for both of us.
Well, yeah, it always does, actually. You know, it always does. And it's no accident that you were working there and that you got laid off. Because it wasn't good for you anymore, but you know, we're afraid of that. You know, we're always afraid of losing our job, right? Anybody would be.
Yeah.
So it's hard to think, oh, that was a good thing, you know. It's hard to look at it that way. Even though you might have said, like, 2 months ago, you might have said, I hate this job.
Yes.
You know,
well, the thing was,
it
was interesting. The last day, they announced that they were cutting the pension plan and also the savings plan in half. So, next round of layoffs. So, that's okay. Pretty much the best thing that could happen, I guess.
So, this transition... It was actually overdue. I mean, it should have happened earlier this year, actually.
Oh, okay.
I think, you know, it got delayed, because I know you've been feeling it. You've been feeling it, Shruti?
Yes.
You knew it was supposed to get going. You knew you were done with that.
Yeah. But stuff lets go in 13 years.
But you held out as long as you could, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now it kind of looks like you got fired or whatever. Whatever. Okay.
Yeah, I'll keep on what I want to do next.
Okay.
Yeah,
so now you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity now. And you're still young, Shruti.
Sounds relative, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm 54. You're young, okay?
Okay.
And I'm starting new things in my life, and if I can start something new at my age, you can start something new at your age, and no complaints.
That's true.
Okay?
Yeah, any age you like.
Yeah. And so I look at your cards for this coming year. Your birthday is coming up soon.
Yeah.
You're going to be 40 years old. Yay, 40!
40 is a big fall.
And, you know, this is going to be the year you can find what you really like to do.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't think you're going to be out of work very long, actually.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah. But you need to, like, give yourself a little time, at least between now and your birthday, to kind of think about what would really make you happy.
See, that's what I'm investigating right now. I'm debating, do I want to start my own business? Do I want to work for somebody? And if so, definitely what?
Yeah, you know, I don't know perhaps a partnership, maybe a business partnership, perhaps. I don't know. You know, your birth card, you're a Queen of Clubs. And Queen of Clubs are really good at business.
Queen of Clubs?
Yeah, Queen of Clubs are really good at business.
Okay. You sound very far away from them, so.
Okay, Seth, can you turn me up at all? I'm talking to the guy who's running the place.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway, you have a natural ability when it comes to business.
Okay.
And so that can be applied in lots of different ways. I mean, there's no limit, but, you know, you're all about communication, Shruti.
Yeah.
It has to be something that deals with information. Do you understand? And the Queen of Clubs...
The last company I was working for was a telecommunication company. So.
Yeah, but I'm talking about something that has more meaning to it. You know, you're just working for it. What do you want to do? You just want to work a job your whole life? I don't think so.
Well, I consider communication as my weakness, where it's an area where I need a lot of improvement. So.
Really? Oh, why? Because you're always so pissed off?
Sometimes,
how did I know that?
I get short temper sometimes.
Yeah, that's all. Queen of Clubs are like that. They're all like that.
Impatient and short.
They don't like dumb people and they don't like slow people.
Oh, you got it. And that's what it does, you know, and in communication, you need to be a lot more patient.
Well, you know, or you can be the boss, and then you won't have to be patient.
No, actually, these days you need to be a lot more patient.
Oh, you think so, huh? Okay, well.
Oh, yeah, I was a manager for a while, and,
Yeah. Well, you know,
so
you want to...
act like five-year-olds. It's like, come on, wake up. You're older than me. You don't need that.
Well, but you have to learn how to get their cooperation, right?
That's true.
Yeah. Well, this year is going to be fine, okay?
Okay.
You're going to have success too, but you got to like start thinking about what really is your life's purpose here. You know,
mm-hmm.
Don't just get a job. Find out what it is you really want to do in your life, like what you want your life to be about, and go out there and make a difference in the world because you're here to help people.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out where to help them.
What I'm saying. So now you got that's what you got to do. You got to figure that out. Don't be so afraid about money that you have to jump right into another job right away. Give yourself a little time.
Mm-hmm.
Do some exploration, you know. Do some checking around. Do some, you know, just look into some different areas and see how it feels. Okay?
So based upon my birth date, what areas do you think is a good area for me to explore?
The Queen of Clubs has to be doing service work. Service through knowledge. The Queen of Clubs is the mother of higher knowledge. You want to feed people, you want to nurture them with the best information there is. That's what you really want to do in your deepest part of your soul. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You want to feed them higher knowledge. So you just take that as a guide and then and just explore it from there.
Okay. And do you see me finding, he says it's going to be after May 20th?
Yeah, it's going to be after your birthday. You're not going to do anything between now and your birthday except worry.
Well, I signed up for something fun, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, what, like a class or something?
Yeah, I've signed up for an astrology course I'm volunteering for it, too. It'll be fun.
You know, Queen of Clubs make the best astrologers, too. You guys are great at the cards, too. I have so many students who are Queen of Clubs, and they always make lots of money using the cards. Always.
That's interesting.
It's because they have the Ace of Spades card as their Jupiter card in their life spread. And our Jupiter card, whatever our Jupiter card is where we make the most money.
Correct.
And Jupiter and Ace of Spades is the card that represents the system.
Oh.
So whatever you feel drawn to, though, it'll be service to others through information. You'll find the right one, whatever that is.
Okay. And the time period, fencing, I know after May 20, but is it like the end of the year or?
No. I told you already. Things are going to get going right after your birthday.
Okay, great.
I already told you that.
I'm sorry, can I just said it?
All right. All right,
thank
very good.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're very
it.
Welcome, Shruti. And I'm going to be at Transitions Bookstore on July 25th.
July
25th. July
25th?
Yep.
Oh, thank you for letting me know. So fine.
Yeah, I'll be giving a talk, so come up and introduce yourself. I want to meet you.
Yes, in Chicago, right?
In Chicago, right. That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, thanks very much.
See you on the 25th, then.
Okay, I'll see you then. Bye-bye. Okay, then we're going to take a short break right now, play one of the songs off my CD. We do have, line 3 and 4 are taken, but I think line 2 just got opened up if you want to call in. On this break here, I would like to hear the song Om Namah Shivaya. And when we come back, we'll be talking to Tova from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. That was Om Namah Shivaya from my CD, Bhakti Rock, which is available on my website if you're interested. Spent a couple of years working on that. It's the way I love chanting to be, basically. Anyway, welcome back. We have a line open. Line number two is open. And if you don't remember what that number is, it is 530-776-5154. And waiting patiently on line four, hopefully, is Tova from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Are you there, Tova?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Good. Are you on Skype or something?
Yes. Do you remember me? We were close friends in Santa Monica when you lived there.
Oh, my goodness.
I haven't talked to you since 1992.
Wow. You know, I think it would take a few more things to jog my memory, but your name sounded familiar, so it's been a long time.
Yeah. I'm an immigration attorney. I specialize in defending refugees. I'm very into astrology. And
oh, wow.
We
did we, did I last there, or how did we meet?
We actually dated.
Oh, my goodness.
And I just wanted to tell you, I am so proud of you and the development you've gone through since then, and the books that you have now, and the radio, and the webpage, and everything is just fabulous. And I've gotten back into your books recently because of a friend of mine that I turned on to the Atlantean prophecy all those many years ago.
Wow. Well, thank you for calling and checking back in. It's great to hear from you.
Yeah. I'm delighted to be talking to you, and I do have some questions, and I find a lot of conflict often between astrology and the cards, and I find that hard to resolve. Right now, I have astrologically, I'm in a very, very bad year, and it's going to be over in about 6 weeks, but this last 6 weeks is the most intensely bad part of it, with Saturn-Sun opposition and, you know, just a horrible year. But my cards
are, you
off, are good.
Tova, are you actually, can I ask a question? Are you actually having a hard time, really, or is this astrology?
I've had a horrible year.
Okay.
Horrible.
Okay, got you.
Unbelievable.
I just wanted to...
And I'm really looking forward to June 19th is when my astrology shifts and I get into a Jupiter period.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that. However, my cards are good, and right now I'm in my Uranus period, and my Uranus cards are... outstanding. I have a Eight of Diamonds and a King of Spades, which is supposed to be very good for real estate and money.
Yes.
And I'm having a horrible time with my real estate. All of my rental properties have been empty all year, no money coming in anything. And I have a King of Diamonds result card this year. I have great cards. But
yeah.
Nothing, you know, nothing's happening. So here's my question. I have a property in Sun Valley, Idaho that's been empty all year. It's a huge mortgage. And with these good cards, my Uranus period, which is going to end on the 27th of this month, it would seem a good time to sell it. However, in Sun Valley now is the worst down period. The season there starts in July. And in addition, my astrology doesn't get good until the end of June. So what do you think, Robert? Do you think I should still put my property up for sale, even though this is the down period in real estate?
Well, you know, I don't actually believe that, you know, the external situation can actually do bad on your personal karma, okay? But I have a question. Were you born close to midnight?
Say that one more time, or can you speak up? I'm having trouble hearing you.
Were you born close to midnight?
No, I was born at 10:55 a.m. on July 18th.
You know, it sounds so much like the cards aren't matching your experience, and I can't explain that. Because you have such good cards right now.
Sometimes they end up being the one that's accurate. For example, I was in a relationship recently with a man that I had incredible astrology with. When I read our charts together, I was stunned. I never saw such a strong marriage chart where everything was on top of everything. His Venus and his Moon were on top of my Sun, and my Sun on top of his Venus. I mean, it was just incredible.
Yeah.
Yet the relationship felt really good and also really bad. And when I looked at our cards, the cards were terrible, and the relationship was not what I wanted. And I ultimately had to let it go, even though the astrology was so good and it felt so good in some ways. It was like such a soul connection, but
yeah. Well, if I had your cards, Sova, I would be putting my house on the market right away.
You would do what?
I'd be putting my house on the market right away.
Okay.
Yeah, if I had your cards, that's what I'd be doing. Because these are great cards.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
And you just spoke to a Queen of Clubs, and I think we have the same Jupiter, the Ace of Clubs.
She has Ace of Spades.
Oh, and I have Ace of Clubs, so what does that mean I make the most money doing?
Well, the Ace of Clubs is, the Jupiter card is our blessing card, all right? So, for Ten of Clubs, the blessing comes through always learning new things.
I got it.
Yeah, and you guys are constantly
learning.
You said
to her, yeah.
Yeah.
The Jupiter card was where you make your most money.
Yeah, it can be the way you make the most money, too, but the Ace of Clubs doesn't have that same connotation. For you.
Oh,
you can make money in all kinds of ways, Tova.
Yes.
Ten of Clubs are...
No, I don't have any problem.
Ten of Clubs don't have any boundaries.
I said I don't have a money problem, but I do have a romance problem, and I was sad to read in your love book that the Ten of Clubs does not usually or does not easily find a mate, and that's certainly my experience. And
well, you're very independent, Tova. You know,
I'm very love oriented. I mean, I'm the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah, I know, but you're also very independent.
Yeah.
And you have freedom issues of your own. I'll tell you what's a good card for you.
The way it shows up for me, Robert, is that the men are never enough for me because I am so fully developed, you know, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I am so fully developed and powerful and living a great life.
Maybe you need a guy who's like more like in a feminine role with you.
Well, I don't know. I don't really like men that are dependent at all.
Well, I'm not saying dependent necessarily, but men that would, you know, adore you and nurture you, but not want to direct you.
Not want to what? I didn't hear the last part.
Not want to direct you.
Yes, I cannot be directive. True.
Yeah, so a Nine of Clubs guy would be great for you.
Okay.
Nine of Clubs. That's the one I recommend the most.
Okay. So how do I advertise for a Nine of Clubs? Where do I find them?
Well, you know, if you go online, the dating sites give you the birthdays of everybody.
I've never seen one that did.
I think they do.
Matchmaker used to do that, but they don't anymore. But
oh, really?
Okay, any Nine of Clubs, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, you need to, like, you might need to test a few of them out first.
Yeah, is that the only card?
Well, it's the best
in
one.
Your book you recommend, I think, the King of Spades, I think.
King of Spades would direct you.
Ah, true, he's a king.
Yeah, and he's ahead of you. He's stronger than you. I mean, you'd be attracted to him, but he would be, you may not like what you get. I know somebody with your same cards who dated a King of Spades, and it was good for a while, but then it's like she wasn't really, he didn't appreciate her, you know, and what she was doing in her life. So,
and that's no good at all.
Well, see, because you're really powerful like she was, and
yep.
You have to have your own domain, you have to have your own kingdom and be appreciated for that.
Mm-hmm. I do.
And that's different than most women, you know, who just are okay with being with a man and really letting him kind of be the overseer of everything.
Yeah.
So that's why I say Nine of Clubs, because the Nine of Clubs will let you have your way.
Well, does a Nine of Clubs also have his own internal power so that he's
Oh, yeah.
Not a
And they're the sexiest card in the deck, too.
Okay, send me all your nines of clubs.
I thought that would be the magic word.
Well, loving is a more magic word, actually. The most loving card in the deck would be great, but also his nine would be somewhat equivalent to mine, being a nine of clubs.
You guys will have so much to talk about that you'll be so happy.
Yeah. So that's the only card that you recommend for me?
Yeah, for ten of clubs, yeah.
Oh. Okay, I'll start looking right away, Robert.
It only takes one, dear.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to email you, and if you ever want to come to Puerto Vallarta, I spend my winters here, my summers in Sun Valley, Idaho, and you would be the most welcome guest.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. We'd love to get... Do send me your email. I want to email you back, and tell me your last name in the email, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Robert. Wonderful talking to you. All my love.
All right. Good night, Tova.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Ooh, that Skype thing really hurts your ears when it hangs up there. Okay, waiting patiently on line 3 is Ann. I hope Ann is still with us. Are you there, Ann? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Is this Ann?
Yes, it is.
And Ann, are you born January 31st,
1957? That's right.
Oh, good. So I'm here to help you. What can I do?
There's a couple things. I want to find a creative outlet or hidden talent and try to develop something in that area. And I also had a question about my husband. He's 8 to 50. And I heard you talking about the Saturn, and I wanted if you could go more into that.
Well, that was the person I was speaking to. She had her husband or her boyfriend, whatever, in Saturn just for that year.
So it changes every year?
Yeah, it changes every year. And you don't have that connection with your husband.
Okay.
But you are still married to a Jack of Diamonds.
Yeah, it was the same as the other lady, 8-2, but a different year.
Yeah, he was a little different age. But what I'm saying is, Jack of Diamonds, every card has its own particular traits, you know?
Uh-huh.
And Jack of Diamonds are usually... There are some that are very family-oriented. There's an equal number of them, though, who really can't make commitments in relationships because their freedom is so important to them.
He seems kind of like a loner.
Uh-huh. So how long have you guys been married?
3 years.
Oh, okay. So was he married before?
Yeah. He seems to be relationship-oriented, but then when he gets into the relationship, he's very kind of a loner a little bit, but a little distant, and it bothers me a little. And other than that, you know, I think he's a very a good-hearted person.
Well, you guys have, you guys have good connections. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, okay.
You know, you guys have a past life love connection, so that when you met, you liked each other right away.
How do you? I have your book, but I didn't get that out of it.
Well, did you see that there was a spiritual spread connection, a Venus connection, and a spiritual spread?
I didn't get that. But I didn't get that far, I guess.
You know what you might want to do, because it's a lot more complete and it does all the work for you, is order one of our emailed reports, relationship reports, because it really gives all the details and explains it a lot better than even the book, and it does all the work for you.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're only like $20. You get them in the email.
Okay.
But you know, I know you guys have good connections. I'm not saying it's perfect. I haven't found a perfect relationship yet.
No, I haven't either.
But if you guys are already becoming distant in some way, there's something up, you know?
Well, no, it's just, I think it's just his nature. He just is self-protective and a little defensive. and I'm just more of a direct person, and so that was one part of it. And the other part was I was wondering if there was any creative ability I could develop.
Yeah, you can. You absolutely can. And if you want to, this is a good year to do that. I mean, what is your particular, what creative form are you drawn to the most?
I don't know. I've always just been working, and I've never been able to, I've never developed a creative outlet, and I wouldn't even know where to start to think. Maybe writing, I guess.
Uh-huh. Okay, well...
I might be able to have some skill there.
Have you heard of this book called The Artist's Way?
The Artist's Way?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Okay, this is a book that's incredible, and, you know, like, a lot of people have used that book to sort of open up and access their creative side.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it's great. It's like it's kind of like get you doing like a journal every day that stimulates your creativity.
It's the perfect book.
It's the absolute perfect book for where you're at and what you're looking for right now.
Okay.
So go down to your local bookstore tomorrow and ask them for that book, The Artist's Way, and take a look at it. I think you'll find that's what you're looking for. It'll help you to sort of get things going in that arena for yourself.
Okay.
And I want to tell you a little secret about your card. You know, do you know you're a Nine of Clubs?
Yeah.
Okay. Nine of Clubs they want romance in their life. You know that, right?
Well, it would be nice.
Yeah,
I mean, he's not very demonstrative, but
I know,
he does care. But
he's not, him not being demonstrative is not going to work for you.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah,
and
I understand.
You're going to attract somebody else this year.
Well, I am.
Not because you're looking, but just because you're not happy.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm not looking, and I am not happy, but...
Yeah. So I'm just telling you what's going to happen. There's going to be somebody show up this year that's going to cause you to, think about your marriage and what do you really want, and is this really the best thing for you and for your husband? I mean,
I have been thinking about that, but I've been working hard these last few years that I have just let work just kind of take over.
You're running away from things, using your work to escape from how you're feeling a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I mean, it's okay. That's a lot of people do that. But the cards show me that this year, sometime this year, and probably not too long from now, somebody's going to show up and remind you of what you're missing.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting.
And you're going to have to,
there are some changes happening, and I feel like there's something career-wise, I might be making some changes. Does that show up also?
Well, this is supposed to be one of the most fun years you've had in a long time.
It hasn't been
that's
so far.
Well, it's just getting started, okay?
Okay.
And you need to sort of be a little bit more available for interesting, fun things. So, like, you live in Las Vegas, right? So there's got to be, like, groups that get together who want to open up their creativity, like artist people who want to, there's got to be groups like that where you live. I know there are, because there are everywhere,
Mm-hmm.
So look around and see what's happening in your area and get connected with some people that are doing some of the same things. People that are writing, they got writers' groups everywhere. They get together.
What was that book, that name of that book?
The Artist's Way.
The artist's way. Okay, I'll look for that. And
The career, you could have a change in career, no problem. It's like anything you want, you can have this year.
So this year is a positive year for change?
Yes, it's very positive. Extremely positive.
There's a lot kind of going on under the surface. Kind of things are starting to bubble up, and
Don't be afraid to take a change. There are some years when everything, no matter what you do, it'll all go fine, and this is one of those years for you. Okay, and they don't come very often, but this is one of those years where you don't have to be concerned.
Everything just works out.
Yeah, it's all going to be easy. All you got to do is take the steps. You know, that's the hard part, is making the first step.
opening the door.
Yeah, everybody's afraid to take the first step.
Well, I'm not. I'm not afraid of... can you tell me more about the attributes of a nine of clubs?
Well, the essence of the card means that you're here to give knowledge to the world. That's the essence of it. But this card, that's what you're meant to do for your work. You're meant to be in some way sharing knowledge and information with the world that makes a difference for them. So writing is a perfect tool for that, you know.
Hmm.
There are other tools too, but that's a perfect expression of it.
Okay, well, maybe I'll get that book and...
You'll love it. And I bet you there's a group in town that's probably meeting once a week or once a month who are just doing that book together and talking about it.
Okay.
But you got to get out there and find out where they're at. You got to go meet them and, you know, get connected. And stop,
yeah.
You know, stop, get off this little work wagon that you're on.
Yeah, I have been working very hard, and I'm ready for a change, and I think a change is coming, and I just was concerned about my relationship with my husband because I feel like he's kind of negative and he's stuck, and I need someone that would not bring me down.
Yeah, you need somebody who's fun to be with and who wants to be romantic and loving and... You know, have great sex with. You know, we need all those things.
Cool.
And if you're not getting it, I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to stop yourself. Nine of clubs can't stop themselves.
When does this happen? Is it this month, next month?
No, it's not right away, but it's not long either. It's
in the summer.
I would say by July you will have met somebody.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I know some changes are happening, and I just, it's hard to have residences and to split up, you know. It's just,
well, you know, splitting up is never easy to do, and I'm not saying that you will necessarily, but, you know, if you're doing it for the right reason, there's nothing wrong with, it's probably best for both of you. I mean, if it's not really working, it's not working for him either. So.
I don't know if it's working for him. I don't really know. He's just distant, and
how did you end up with somebody who's so distant?
It was safe at the time. I felt safe. I think I was just
so you went for safety, and what you got was safety with nothing else, basically.
Yeah, it was.
So people who go for safety always end up in prison.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah, I bet it is. I'm sure that it is.
And I don't think that I want to live the rest of my life this way. But
You know, and then you can tell them you made a mistake, and, you know, no hard feelings.
Yeah.
At least you're not blaming
him
for it. Well, good luck.
Yeah.
And
okay, well, thank you, and I'll get that book. Thank you very much.
You'll love that book.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Good night, Ann.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
How did you get somebody to take this?
Okay. Ann, you need to hang up the phone. Hello? Seth, are you there? All right. I hope Cindy's still on the line from Arizona. Are you there, Cindy?
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, great.
Excellent. So are you April 24th, 1949?
Exactly.
Happy
Another
birthday.
Club.
Happy
Since
birthday.
I know. That's why I'm calling. It's a fresh year.
A fresh year with a nine of spades long range.
I know. That's one of the reasons I'm calling. But did you just have a 10 of clubs call in about
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
I was married. Here's another card that I thought was pretty wonderful, since I'm so unmarriageable. It was the Queen of Hearts, my moon card. 30-year marriage, and he was wonderful.
Exactly.
So, that's
well, see, nine of clubs and Queen of Hearts are they are the two sides of one coin. And I would have said Queen of Hearts for her, too, but she's already a Queen of Hearts.
Oh, that's right. I couldn't hear half of what was going on.
She was a Cancer, so her ruling card was the Queen of Hearts. So that's why I recommended for her that to find a Nine of Clubs instead.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have said, yeah, Queen of Hearts, that's the one.
I would have thought the Eight of Clubs, but I was in a friendship and partnership this year, and I think either we were both too fixed, but it seemed really beautiful for quite a long time, and then in my Saturn period, it kind of disintegrated. So, anyway.
So here you are, New Year.
New Year. What I did is I laid out all the major blessing cards and the major lesson cards for my birth card, planetary ruler, also my karma cards, and my personality card. And when I lay them out and look at them, it can be overwhelming. So I'm wondering what you recommend as where I look first. Like, is it important mostly to look at the challenging cards?
Well, are you talking about your lifetime cards or your cards for this year?
Just for this year.
Okay. So where I always start is with the long-range cards.
Okay.
Those five cards, the long-range, Pluto, result, environment, displacement are the most important cards of the year. And I start with the birth card first, and I look at the ruling card. Of course, your ruling card doesn't have environment displacement.
Right.
But it does have long range, Pluto, and result. So
yeah.
I see the nine of spades long range, and I see a five of spades long range. Well, that's huge. that's all you need to know right there. Now, I happen to have a nine of spades long range this year, too.
Uh-huh.
And I'm almost done. I'm in my Uranus period now, so I only got a couple more months, and I'm out of here. So it hasn't been a hard year, but it has been a very challenging year on a spiritual level for me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I had to let go of things, patterns from my past that were causing unhappiness in my life for myself and other people. So this nine of spades can take many forms that you have. We just had a big talk about the nine of spades today in our fellowship meeting. We have a group called the Magi Fellowship that we study the cards together and we work together and so forth. And the discussion today was all about the nines. So here you are, nine of spades and a three of hearts.
Well, the one that comes up a lot, and I see it there again, too, is that seven of hearts, that lesson, that life lesson I have of, you know, allowing people to be who they are. And
I see. You mean as your vertical Saturn card?
Well, also as my cosmic lesson for my lifetime.
Oh, I see.
And then I see it there. I see it there only in Saturn. I see it in the for my King of Spades, it's my Cosmic Lesson this year. It's my Displacements for my Personality card. It's like,
you know,
I don't see
Cosmic Lesson as being all that difficult myself.
Oh, good.
Have you experienced it that way?
Well, I thought it was more of a, like a higher vibration of the Saturn card.
It is, but see, it's a higher vibration, but it's more like, when I say higher vibration, what I actually mean is it's taken on a broader context. So, like, your Saturn card is more like the lessons you learn on a more personal level and responsibilities that we have on a personal level, okay? The cosmic lesson is responsibilities that we have on a more universal level. In other words, our cosmic lesson card is the way we need to walk our life in order to fulfill our responsibility to the world. So it's just like a reminder of how we need to walk our life, how we need to stand in life. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So yours is a Seven of Hearts, right?
Right.
So Seven of Hearts means you have to, like, walk as a person who is giving and loving without attachment. But it's not like a Saturn card that beats you down and causes really hard things to happen. It's not like that at all. Do you understand?
Yeah, I haven't experienced it that way, but it seems to come up a lot. So I'm wondering.
Well, you'll find through this. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
On an individual level, I know it can be a challenge for me after the fact because I tend to push an outcome or...
Yeah, but that's not because of you. I don't think that's because of your Seven of Hearts, really. I mean, you know, you're a powerful person. Yeah, you're already pushy. You're a King of Spades, for goodness sakes. That's all we got to know about you. You know, you're a king. What do kings do? They go, like, they don't even ask. They just give orders. You know, my wife's the King of Clubs, you know, and I'm always teasing her, like, how she just barks out orders instead of saying, honey, would you do this? She just says, you know, do this. So we play around with that a little bit, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, my husband was a Queen of Hearts, King of Spades, so that helped. But
he
didn't live long enough.
He was a Scorpio?
Pardon?
He was a Scorpio?
Yeah.
And so
I've been, for 7 years now, he passed away 7 years ago, and I've been in and out of relationships that were really wonderful for the period that I was in them. Then there would just come this point where I was clear this wasn't what I wanted.
Well, you've changed. You know, you've grown. You've changed. You're not the person you were when you got married the first time. And it may take you a while. You don't even know probably exactly what's the right relationship for you at this point, you know?
At this point in my life, I'm not even sure, you know, that I'm really looking for I'm certainly not necessarily looking to be married.
Yeah.
I had a beautiful 30-year marriage. I love being in a relationship. And I love that whole thing of being connected and having a partner. But I haven't quite, maybe it's these two cards I have that make it, you know, I'm enjoying my freedom. It was a gift that Tim gave me when he left. So,
well, you know, you've had this beautiful marriage, and it ran a long course in your life, and it's over now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's probably time for you to head in a different direction than you were before. Not that you can't have relationships, but it won't be the same kind of relationship.
No, and my spiritual path seems to be what's really pulling me.
Yeah.
Working with kids.
So, you know, your life has just taken a different direction and different priorities, and there's nothing wrong with it. That's just a natural flow for you.
So that Nine of Spades.
Okay, so the Nine of Spades and Five of Spades. I mean, this means change big time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, we have to know more about the context of your life to know what that's going to be. It really depends on the person, you know. There's just a lot of ways that can be expressed. Some people experience it as one disappointment after another, but that's because they're in a place in their life where they don't realize that they need to let go of some things. My advice to anybody, and this is how I approached this year before it started, I said, well, I just said to God, let me know whatever I need to let go of. I'm ready to let go of it, whatever it is. You know? Just take it away. Because I know that the universe is a lot smarter than me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever happens, I'm ready to just, like, I'm ready to, like, go along with what is. You understand?
Yes.
So it's so the best thing to be with a nine is be surrendered.
Surrender, that's the word that came up for me. Should I look at the displacement card for any kind of...
But that's a different story. You know, the displacement card is telling a whole different story about the year for you. So you don't combine the two together to have some synthesized meaning, okay? You just look at each one of them individually.
Okay.
And the Two of Spades is another story, you know, and that's perhaps about partnership in some kind, working partnership, cooperation with others. The good news is you have a Two of Hearts result this year. Hey, what about that?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be in love again. You're going to be in love.
Well, that would be fun.
Yes, it will be fun.
It would be great.
I'm sure. And you're dreaming of a King of Spades man. You're dreaming of another strong man to come into your life. You may not have started dreaming yet, but you will be. Because the year is still young.
Well, it's always... I'm just letting go of a partnership, so...
I see.
And that was really at the beginning of this. It's interesting. Can I ask you if... It seems like every Christmas, and I finally realized that's my Saturn period, is Thanksgiving to Christmas, roughly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've never enjoyed it.
Tauruses. I feel sorry for Tauruses.
It's a bittersweet time a lot of times.
You know, it's like Christmas is not the happy time of year for people born in May and late April, the Taurus people, because they're in Saturn. So even though Tauruses are so giving, you know, naturally giving, and here's the season of giving, and it's not a fun time for them. It's almost like a cosmic joke, you know?
Well, I sense that I go unconscious more during that time, at least this year. I went unconscious.
Yeah.
Anyway, this particular relationship that ended was an eight of clubs, and a good partnership in all kinds of ways. But my question is, I had a sense that I was letting go of a lot of relationships last year. So I can't remember my cards for last year, but that nine of spades is not necessarily relationships. It's just
you had a lot of five
whatever
of hearts. You had a lot of five of hearts last year. And those mean that you had to sort of move out of a limited position you were in regards to relationship and be more. And look for more, have more.
Yeah, I was kind of selling out for love.
Uh-huh.
I was loving all the loving part of it, but I wasn't telling the truth. And that, I appreciate what you said earlier, is that I know nobody did anything to me. I was clear going into it that it wasn't going to go anywhere, but
yeah,
it felt good at the time.
Well, you know, that's okay. It's okay to have a relationship that just feels good for the time being. That's fine. There's no rules. Not when you got to the place in your life that you are right now. There's no rules. No shoulds.
Mm-hmm.
So just be easy about that and don't worry about it. God's taking care of you. You're a very fortunate person. Very fortunate.
I do feel blessed. Even with the nine of spades, I feel blessed.
Yeah, this could be, see the nine, I'll just say this and I have to go because we're running out of time, but the nine of spades it has the potential to bring you the fulfillment of the thing that you have wanted most your entire life. It has that potential within it.
Wow.
Because nine represents, on the highest level, fulfillment. The end of wanting. The end of striving. Okay? So this can be the most spiritual year of your life. And it can be the most rewarding year of your life on a spiritual level. Just be open and see what happens.
Okay.
All right, great. Thanks for being on the show, Cindy. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Me too. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're not going to have time for everybody tonight. I'm sorry, Lena, but we will talk to Andrea from Seattle, and we'll see how our time is going. If you're there, Andrea, are you there? Hello? Hello? All right, so Andrea dropped, and we do have Mary. Mary, are you there online?
Yes, I'm there.
From Portland?
Yes.
Do I know you?
Yes.
Because your birthday sounds very familiar.
Yeah.
How are you, Mary?
I'm fine, thank you, Robert. I just didn't have, I'm in the middle of a move right now, and I didn't have my book's available, and so I thought maybe you could tell me what was coming up in my new year that's about to arrive.
Oh, so you want to look at next year?
I do. And even the period, the 52-day period that I'm in right now would be good because I'm trying to change jobs.
Well, you know, this is a challenging period you got going on here. But I don't see anything that bad. You know, just a lot of things aren't really kind of settled or certain right now. You know?
Right.
Is there money going out?
Yes.
Yeah, that's there too. But nothing. No big deal. No big deal.
Okay.
Next year, what do you want to have happen next year? What do you want to have happen next year?
Well, I'm trying to change jobs, and my idea is that I've been doing the same thing for a very, very long time, and I'm finding it difficult to envision a change of direction, even though I think that that's what I need to do.
Yeah. You are going to change jobs next year. And in the process, you're going to find something that's more of what you're looking for. You're going to find something that has more meaning to you. This is what's happening next year. Okay?
Yeah.
It's transition, and it's not necessarily going to be easy, but it's necessary. It's important. It's all there is to do.
Right.
And you will have a great change next year. I have no doubt about it.
Good.
It's all going to work out. And then you have age 52, the most blessed year of life, and the big critical year. It's going to be, there's all kinds of exciting things that have happened to you in this period of your life that you're in right now.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, nothing to worry about. Just keep your eyes open and be ready to jump when you see the right thing.
Okay. What are my cards? What's coming up?
In what period?
Starting on my birthday.
Well, that first period, nothing exciting. You have a Seven of Clubs and Queen of Spades, but you have a Nine of Diamonds long range. You have
okay.
an Ace of Spades result and a Ten of Clubs environment. And those are the cards I was referring to.
Okay.
Okay, Mary?
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
you're
it.
Very,
thanks
very
for
welcome.
Talking to me.
Thanks for being a guest, Mary. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have Lena on line four. Lena, are you still there? Hello. Is Lena there? Well, I guess she hung up, probably thought I wasn't going to take the call because I said so, and that's hope you'll call back next week, Lena. We're going to end now with our favorite song from my CD, Bhakti Rock. This song is called The Gayatri Mantra. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you have ideas for the show, things you'd like me to talk about, send me an email. I'd love to know what your thoughts are, or ideas for my newsletter as well, articles you'd like to see more information about. And I appreciate those of you who did write about what you'd like to see in the newsletter. So thank you very much. And this is Robert Lee Camp saying good night. I'll see you all next week, same time. Good night.
Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya.
Of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.